When she took office as general treasurer in 2011, Gina Raimondo led a remarkable effort to fix our state's faltering public employee pension system. Raimondo put a laser-like focus on the issue, holding meetings around the state. She galvanized support from the business community, explaining her plan to just about anyone who would listen. Raimondo's campaign was underpinned by a blizzard of data, a solid media campaign, and strong messaging. Her initiative was so effective that she convinced the General Assembly to tackle the pension topic in a special session. Her point was simple and direct. Without changes, the pension system would bankrupt state government and curb for all time Rhode Island's ability to police the roads, educate our children, and finance health care for the needy. Moreover, she said, there was an urgency to bring solvency to a pension program that was battered by overly generous benefits and the 2008 Wall Street crash. Now that she's governor, Raimondo says one of her top priorities is to finally address a crying need to shore up our roads and bridges. This ought to be a no-brainer for the governor and lawmakers. Every Rhode Islander who drives is aware of the lamentable state of our highways and bridges. Yet when Raimondo introduced a plan to raise money for road repairs by adding tolls on trucks, the General Assembly rebelled. Raimondo's first mistake was to dump a poorly thought-out plan on lawmakers just weeks before the end of the 2015 session. Then she tried to change it on the fly, like a hockey team in the final minutes of a losing game. The state Senate bought the terms of her truck toll deal. The House did not. Speaker Nick Mattiello said his chamber needed more time to study financing options for the billion-dollar initiative. And it turns out he was right. The governor has not adequately answered the many questions. Where will the toll gantries be placed? Which roads and bridges will get priority? And can the troubled Department of Transportation be trusted to supervise? After battling the governor, the trucking lobby says it's now willing to take an increase in registration fees and diesel fuel taxes to help pay for some of the road work. This industry ought to finance a good portion of it, because large trucks do more damage to bridges and roads than cars. Yet it's difficult to see how the governor expects the truckers to come to the table in good faith while her administration releases traffic information that the two sides can't agree on. It's like a court case when the parties can't stipulate to the facts, which leaves lawmakers to sort this out. Some senators aren't happy that their leadership forced a premature vote on a flawed plan that members are sure to hear about during next year's reelection campaigns. So the House must cobble together a compromise. One idea is a hybrid that includes fuel tax hikes and tolls. Some Rhode Islanders are channeling their inner Richard Hofstadter, the 20th century historian who came up with the term the paranoid style in American politics. These are the Smith Hill Republicans and others who think that if a truck toll system is established, tolling cars is inevitable. Rhode Islanders of a certain age will remember when such arguments were used to try to kill the Rhode Island Convention Center by asserting that it was merely a facade for bringing a downtown casino to Providence. Someone has to pay to repair what everyone agrees are some of the worst roads and bridges in the nation. The bulldozers and steamrollers are not going to magically appear. It's way past time for Raimondo to go back to the future and take the lead in the same manner she tackled the pension problem. It was her signature accomplishment as treasurer. Even she must know that without it, she would not be governor.